Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, it is Game Time Decisions with you here on a Friday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. 2 hours to go through tonight's slate. Plus, of course, we put an eye on the weekend. Saturday, great college basketball. NBA escalates with a major showdown between Embiid and Jokic for the final time of the regular season. Finals preview, anyone? It would be nice. And, of course, Sunday conference championship, which we will talk about here in our open. We will begin, though, by putting eyes on this NBA slate tonight here, where we have eight games featured so far. And a lot of interesting spots. It starts in Atlanta, the expectation. I don't think we have official word just yet, but it is Trae Young will return for the Hawks. We know Kyrie is out for Dallas. Something to keep tabs on here. Charlotte will host the Rockets. Really interested to see how this team continues to develop props-wise without Terry Rozier. Phoenix goes to Indiana, who was able to grab their first win, the Pacers, last night since the Pascal trade. They beat up on the Philadelphia 76ers, now the second leg of a back-to-back. Clippers go to Toronto, Orlando to Memphis. Maybe the game of the night in New Orleans between the Pels and the Thunder. Big time total at 239. We have right now the Thunder sitting as a short 1.5-point favorite here. These are two of the top teams in the Western Conference. OKC has fully forced themselves into that conversation. Not as much on the New Orleans side, but a win like this here could go a long way. The Cavs again run it back with Milwaukee as they play their second game since the firing of Adrian Griffin. Radio audiences here, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Appreciate everybody who's here with us on this Friday night across the network. I'm Kevin Walsh with you as we're finishing out. Just a quick overview of the NBA slate. I'll hit my card in 10 minutes. A lot of good prop shots for us tonight, including a total. And then late night here, San Antonio and Portland. I saw Coach sent his picks out to the people. Couldn't make it here on a Friday, but I know he's on the Blazers, catching the 3.5. Interesting number as Wemby and the Spurs are favored for, I believe, just the third time all season long. We'll pull this back out, start to look a little bit at the conference championship games and where some of these numbers are sitting. First, Lamar against Mahomes, a 3.5-point spread with fours appearing in the market. We talked early week when this game was settled how if you were confident in the side, you could go Monday. Flat threes were out there for Ravens backers, and 3.5s were there for those who like the Chiefs. Now, going up to four, you want as many points as possible. I don't think we get to 4.5, though. So I feel like four is likely your peak of the market. Not as much total movement here sitting right now at 44.5. There's been a lot of back-and-forth conversation on this total, and either you're going to subscribe to the rain and the quality of these defenses, or, I mean, this is four MVP trophies sitting right here on these screens. Mahomes has two. Lamar, soon enough, will be given his second. And that's hard to counteract. So we'll, again, continue to follow this game. On the NFC side of it, though, more notable line movement. 7.5 now is the number between the Niners and the Lions. And this is in spite of the majority of the bets coming in on Detroit. It suggests big money on San Francisco. It suggests Debo had a lot more uncertainty from the odds makers earlier in the week. Debo Samuel has been confirmed in for this football game off the injury report and will play. So now we have to try and figure out what does this do to the props market. A couple of spots for us to look. Of course, Ayuk and Kittle. What do these numbers become with Debo inserted? Brandon Ayuk at last look was 80.5. Now that Debo's there, what does that happen to the Ayuk number? Because Debo Samuel last week in the receiving category, right, we're in the 50s, 60s with this guy. Do they hang Debo Samuel at 50 total yards rushing and receiving for this game? Last week, that number was in the 80s, and I was on the over. We didn't get a chance at it. I think he could have got there. It's irrelevant. He didn't have enough time to play. What do the Debo props look like? What happens with McCaffrey? A lot of people hot on that under rush attempts prop. We played that last week at 18.5. It was a win. But if Debo's not going to be in the mix, it's a little bit worrisome. Plus, different game script there. Green Bay played a lot of controlling football. Not as much work was available for the Niners as far as plays goes. I'd be cautious on your CMC numbers there. If you like under, though, with Debo back in, that could cut into the workload 2-3 carries. That number keeps dropping. Something to consider right now with some of those McCaffrey props out there as well. Your total for this game is 51.5. If you take a look at the Super Bowl odds, and we have Super Bowl hypotheticals already out and available in the market, what you'll notice is how much closer the Niners and the Ravens are coming. The minus 110 money line on San Francisco is juxtaposed by a minus 106 number for Baltimore in their expected head-to-head matchup. Will that sit? It depends on how these games play out. Let's just say these games land around the number. Niners by 7-10, Ravens by 3-6. Well, maybe then the Niners' victory would come off a touch more impressive. Get that line back up 1.5, 2.5. I don't think you see the Ravens favored unless it's a struggling Niners game again, and then Baltimore rolls Kansas City in the first game. It's going to be very interesting to see. Niners look ahead late 3 to KC. Ravens, if you look right now in a potential draw with the Lions, that number's above 4. At least 4 everywhere, above 4 at other spots. That number's actually been hit. It was initially opened at a 3.5. It's always interesting with those hypotheticals because you can kind of base it on what you know now, but you're going to learn something else here depending on who is able to advance. Let's put a quick pick on the board for the people here. We go to LaMelo. We go to the Hornets game, excuse me, between the Rockets. I am involved with LaMelo tonight, but the quick pick is something I'm hoping we can hit a three-point prop in the first quarter for the second night in a row. Now, Steph Curry, what he did last night was outrageous. 5 threes in the first quarter, went over that 4.5, made 3-point prop. Could FED give us 3 in the first quarter? Well, how about giving us 3 through 4 quarters? Let's not be too greedy. But FED is in a clear and obvious bounce-back spot tonight against the Hornets. Saw this team earlier this year and was 5 out of 10 from deep. And that 10 number is very important here because we're looking for FED to put up double-digit attempts. It would be the third consecutive games. Two straight games for FVV of 2-for-10 from beyond the arc. Only once other time this year have we seen Fred go 3 straight games without hitting 3-plus threes. Welcome in an awful Charlotte D.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. This time you did something for the
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Defense and their volume that we've been seeing from Fred, who's still on the year, I believe is 10-3 to the over on a 2.5 prop when getting at least 10 attempts from beyond the arc. It lines up nicely. Like Fred VanVleet, but I do love LaMelo Ball in the matchup. I'll explain that, plus the rest of my card here on a Friday night. It is Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here. We are back in just a couple of moments next on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here at SportsGrid, I'm Kevin Walsh. It's Game Time Decisions. Taking a look at, you know, let's go off the FVV pick. We just talked about in the quick pick, the over 2.5 made threes for Fred tonight on the Houston side of it here. But I'm also on LaMelo Ball. So I played him for 25+, over 24.5 points. The juice on that was minus 135. I didn't mind it because it really solidified the trend, but you can certainly play the 25.5. And in fact, if you want, you can play him for 30+. This to me is a night where if you climb the ladder, I don't mind it one bit. Here's the story. LaMelo against the Detroit Pistons played his 10th game of the season without Terry Rozier. In the first 9 games, LaMelo had 25+ in every single one of them. He landed 25 once, 26 or more in every single one of the other games with a number of 30-point performances. So I probably was willing to take it down because it's landed 25 before. Made it worth it to add in another winner. Because now you're looking at a situation where LaMelo Ball, for the first time all season, didn't score 25 in a game he didn't play without Terry Rozier. I understand Houston's good defensively. I get it. But I counter out that with the fact that LaMelo was coming off of a very poor performance, 16 of 21, only scored 17 in that game against Detroit, and he's been much better this season at home. All of his shooting splits are on the rise, and he averages over 27 points per game at home. You don't see a ton of home road splits, it feels like, factor into props, which then can create value when guys are better in certain situations, and I think that is true of LaMelo Ball. I think it's also true of Damian Lillard. So Dame, I actually got involved with him on the off day for me and played him up for the 25+ against the Cavs. I'm right back to this number here, over 24.5 points, 25+. So Dame has now had consecutive games under 40% from the field. That's the fifth time this has happened all year long, 4-0 on the bounce back spot. Pretty simple. It is pretty simple. But I think one of the things with the Adrian Griffin fire is it feels very Damian Lillard friendly, right? The notion with the current Bucks setup is all the defense. And it's very obvious that that is something that applies to Dame, right? The swap is Dame in, Drew out, Drew great defender, Dame awful defender. But then we also, Dame was kind of having, you know, trouble with some of the schemes, right, being ran by Adrian Griffin. And maybe he didn't like some of the offense that was being run by Adrian Griffin. Look, that first game for him, shot the ball 21 times from the field, paired that with 11 free throw attempts and 2 of 9 from 3. Dame tonight could explode 40+, legitimately against the Cavs, which wouldn't shock me. He gets hot, he gets right, this is Dame's night. I like him over the 24.5, 25+ points here for Damian Lillard, who's been better at home this season. I'm also taking Luka Doncic over the 3.5 made threes. We mentioned home road splits. Luka is actually far more dangerous from three on the road this year than at home. Uptick in attempts at 10.9, uptick in makes 4.2. His efficiency is better away this season from Dallas. If you look on the year, he's played 15 games without Kyrie, 10-5 over a 3.5 made three prop in that time frame. But more importantly, perhaps, 7-0 on the road. 3 of the games with 6+, 5 of the games with 5+. We're only asking for 4, but you could climb the ladder tonight for me with Luka Doncic over 3.5 made threes. Some of these props, admittedly, I don't love having a card full of minus 130s. I'm hoping for a big night. I like a lot of these numbers, and these numbers here work out, and I think it's a night where you can play also, though, right? maybe, and you don't want to kind of take defeat before a night, but if you take those four NBA player props here, maybe it's a 2-2 night, which would be disastrous through the juice. I'm hoping it's 4-0. It feels 4-0. It feels very 4-0. What if we climb the ladder on all of them? LaMelo 30, Dame 30, Luka 5, FVV for 4. Can we go 2-2 in that direction? We can, right? I don't mind that look here. The last NBA play for me is an under in Pel's Thunder. Look, early season, talking 4th, 5th game of the year, they play total 228.5. So tonight we have a 239. Why? A lot more confidence has been put on the table about this Oklahoma City offense. And I get it, but these are two offenses coming off of two amazing games. A buck 40 last time out for OKC. It was unsurprising to see their offense step up in the way it needed to after the letdown offensive game they had against Portland at home. The Pels are coming off hanging a buck 53 on Utah. So you have two teams that just combined for about 290. Listen, Old Knee would see that and go, oh, got to be over. I think this game could be played a little bit slower. As I mentioned, these are two of the top teams in the Western Conference. Odds suggest it. Records certainly for Oklahoma City, New Orleans climbing 26-18. This is a spot here. I think you're going to see New Orleans get in the mix here. I think they could win this basketball game, and certainly the line suggests they could as well. It's a light number. But I like this under here tonight, 239. Either New Orleans keeps it close, plays it under, or they get routed, and there won't be enough points for them. They'll probably struggle to score 105. So I really like this from a couple of variants here tonight with that game under the 239. College tonight, just one ranked game. And as much as I tried to bet every MAC game on the board, Wisconsin-Michigan State is where we will go. Now, the line is a little surprising. 3.5-point spread that's been climbing. This thing opened at 2.5. And, you know, if I showed you Wisconsin at Michigan State, ranked Wisconsin, unranked MSU, and you have this, you know, Sparty line, and nobody's surprised by that, right? But Wisconsin, who's 11th on KenPom, now Michigan State, while they're 16th, it is not a massive gap. It still suggests Wisconsin is better. It's a very short line at home. Now, these teams already played. Wisconsin was on the road, of course, and they won that game outright. And I thought that was noteworthy. I think there was some degree, an idea here that Wisconsin will not be able to pull off the double. The line has also moved a lot. Michigan State, you know, was 5.5-point favorites in that game. So Wisconsin is getting more respect, but that's also, I think, back when the book still had full belief in Michigan State. That kind of ebbed and flowed and maybe didn't believe enough in a Wisconsin team that entered 6-2, left 7-2, and were at that point already finding themselves ranked inside the top 25. But what happened in that game is Tyson Walker scored 22 points. Let's get more of the same tonight. Give me Tyson Walker over the 17.5 points. Probably my favorite bet on tonight's slate. I think there's a lot of ladder climbing you could do as well with Tyson Walker. So clear and obvious bounce back spot for Walker. Coming off of his 4th game this season, shooting under 40% from the field. So, for Walker, he's been one of the best players in the Big Ten this season, averaging nearly 20 a game. There's not been a lot of those ugly shooting performances. But in the 3 bounce-back spots prior, here's what you've had. 25 points, 9 of 16 shooting. 22 points, 9 of 14 shooting. 21 points, 7 of 13 shooting. That is an average of 22.7 points per game on 58% from the field. Tyson Walker has been absolutely brilliant in these spots. And if you want, you could play his PRA. That number checked in, and let me double-check on this here. But at last look, I believe we saw this number at 22.5. So Tyson Walker is not someone that particularly has, he doesn't have double-doubles, right? You know, he's averaging under 3 rebounds and 3 assists per game, but he can elevate in a prop, and he can clear this on points alone, right? You look at the last time that they played Wisconsin, 22-4-1. You only needed a rebound or an assist to get over the PRA added. The points are the primary. That's why I'm playing the points. But if you want, you can also play the PRA. You can play him for 20-plus points. You can play him for 30-plus if you want PRA. I think Tyson Walker on the road here This total's higher than their first meeting, from 131.5 up to 135. Michigan State getting respect on this line. I think Walker will have no issue battling on the road, right? We saw what he did at Northwestern. This is going to be fine for Tyson Walker tonight in a spot they need him, and he's due for a nice bounce back after a struggling game against Maryland. Look for Tyson Walker over the 17.5 points. We're hitting a break here.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
But when we come back, Mark Zitto joins us. We'll put our eyes on the weekend slate with you on
SportsGrid. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you here on SportsGrid. Kevin Walsh, it's a Friday night. Some of the NBA injury report news that's been kind of coming out over the last hour or so. Paul George was questionable, but he's going to play tonight. They have confirmed the Trae Young return out for a couple of games. He was out with a concussion. Zion Williamson still checking in questionable, so that could change that number a little bit. And then Jabari Smith, they ruled him out, of course, of Houston, which would help the FEV prop. Not that I was you can kind of tell he was going to be out, but just something to keep your eye on. Quickly, I will bring up some of the Championship Sunday specials that are out and available inside the market because there are a lot of big options, and it's always interesting to see where you could feel comfortable pressing this down. There is one, each team to score two field goals and two touchdowns in both games on Sunday at 35-1. Look, nothing is a guarantee, but both teams scoring two touchdowns, or all four teams scoring two touchdowns, you would like to think you'd be able to get that. Kansas City's team total is at 19.5, though, so two touchdowns and two field goals. I believe it's still at 19.5, is what you would need to get through this number. But again, at 35-1, it is not bad. They are hanging each team for two passing touchdowns at 7-1. I don't love that as much. Each team for a rushing touchdown, that one is tough not to love, right? If you look at it, three of the four teams you would almost feel are an absolute guarantee for a rushing touchdown in Baltimore, Detroit, and San Francisco. So the question would become Kansas City, but Pacheco is plus 125 to score. We know Mahomes is capable of as a runner. He's not done it a ton this season. But again, if you just look through the anytime touchdown markets here, Lamar's plus 100, Pacheco plus 125, Gus Edwards plus 140. Obviously, the expectation is that those are rushing touchdowns. On the Niners side of it, you have, of course, CMC at a minus 300 number. Gibbs and Montgomery, though, plus 145 Gibbs, plus 175 Montgomery, are further back than their typical numbers, further back than you've seen them throughout their first two games this postseason. I think that could be a reason why you're seeing as big of a number here as you are at plus 500. But don't forget, Goff quarterback sneak, you could get paid in this. I think that at plus 500, that is a bit of a tempting number. They have some of these combinations, right? Lamar and Mahomes to combine for 100 rushing yards. Knowing Lamar could do it on his own is not bad. I have very much so, and I guess quite obviously, given up on the Lamar Jackson postseason long rushing touchdown prop that which I had. Or not rushing touchdown, but rushing yards of under 117.5. He would need 17 or less this week and to be eliminated. It's all good. It's not going to happen. One market that has not been reposted, and I'll look around here quickly, but I've not seen a reposting of the odds to lead the playoffs in scoring. There is still some intrigue, certainly for me, who's involved in the market, to see how that would land, because all four teams available could still end up winning this market. And neither dog needs an outright victory to end up becoming the chief team in that market. The Packers are the leader presently, as things sit, for the most points scored in the postseason. You would think that that will be bypassed by both Kansas City and Detroit. The question becomes, could either of these teams leave a big enough number on the table in defeat to secure that victory? If either Kansas City or Detroit pull off an upset, you could almost guarantee they are going to end up winning that market for the highest scoring team. I have a piece of Detroit, so I'm still trying to root that in. I believe we have Mark Zinno joining us now here on Game Time Decisions. Mark, how are you?
Good. Apologies. I was diving into tomorrow's college basketball cards so deep, down rabbit holes I couldn't get out of. It's just one of those cards tomorrow that is lighting up like a Christmas tree that is screaming at me for a whole bunch of games.
Can I get one or two out of you then?
Yes.
I mean, to make it all worth it? Well, yes. What do we got?
Absolutely. Well, let's start, you know, kind of at some of the off the beaten path stuff. Delaware at home against Towson. They're laying 3. I'll probably money line it. Towson just coming off a big win over Drexel, the best team in the conference at home. Now they have to go on the road to play a Delaware team that's probably the second best team in the Colonial here, looking for a little bit of a letdown spot as they go on the road. Boise State, an unranked favorite at home against a ranked Utah State team, and a little bit of a revenge spot as well for the Boise State Broncos. If we can get any clarity on Kadarius Richmond for Seton Hall and if he's going to play, Seton Hall getting 9.5 points is a level of insanity that I can't even begin to speak on tomorrow at Marquette. And I know it's a big revenge spot for Marquette as Seton Hall beat him earlier in the year, but if Kadarius Richmond plays, nobody within the top 7 or 8 in the Big East should be laying 9 points to another top 7 or 8 team in the Big East. It's just too much of a crowded room. I think Arkansas is dead. Kentucky laying 6 on the road, and it's gross to lay points on the road in conference play. But Arkansas, after what they did last game out, that game against South Carolina where they were home and they stunk the joint up, I think they are dead. I think Musselman has lost this team. I think his mojo is gone. You know, I don't know if he needs to rip his shirt off or what, but these kids are not playing hard for him. Kentucky coming off the loss, the bad loss that they just took, should be looking to exact some punishment on a team that is the worst offense in the SEC in Arkansas. And look at this. Time to fade Dayton, who has won, what, 16 in a row now? And undefeated in conference, Richmond catching 3.5 at home. Feels like a little bit of a money line sprinkle as well on the Richmond Spiders here, +3.5. So I have been – there's like 5 or 6 more games that I have. And the stinkiest line of all, by the way, and I can smell it from Pennsylvania. Penn State is laying 2.5 to Minnesota. Go figure that one out.
All right. There we go. College board, man, those Saturdays are good, man. The Saturdays are good. How about the Mountain West, man, sending Utah State into Mountain West got a lot of love this year.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how many teams they end up putting in the tournament. I can't help myself, though, Mark, because so far you've delivered each time. NBA tonight, did you have one ugly one for us?
I know. I tried to find something ugly as best I could. I mean, like, I have just been, you know, the ugly game seen to jump out at me. Look, the Hawks are about to tip off in, and I haven't checked this, honestly. If Trae Young is playing, I would take the over in the game. If he is, I'd take the over. And the over shot up from 243 to 246. I'd still take the over. Absolutely would. And I would actually take the 2 points from Dallas because Atlanta's just a terror. By the way, Atlanta, who started out the season 12-3 to the over at home. Five consecutive games have just gone under. Probably time to snap that streak tonight and go an over 246. The one other thing I looked at today was the Clippers. Their team total was at 121.5 this morning. I haven't checked in a while. I know the line has gone up from 7.5 to 8. Here's the problem with my one fear in that game. Like, the Clippers offensively have been insane. They've scored at least 125 in six of their last seven. They're just a very good offensively efficient team here. Toronto's in a free fall. They've lost 7 of 8. They're only 3-5 against the spread over that span, including the Clippers beating the hell out of Toronto 16 days ago as part of that whole stretch. Toronto, since they have traded away everybody on, you know, right on New Year's Eve and since those trades with the Knicks and now Pascal Siakam is gone, this is a team that went from giving up 115 points per game on 48% shooting to 120 points per game on 49% shooting, and they're losing the rebounding edge over that span as well. I would contemplate laying with the 8, but I think the team total over is probably the safer bet. My only concern is if Toronto's not scoring, guess what? Clippers will just slow this pace down, right? Like, they could, this could be the pace for them to go over 120 by half. And by the end of the third quarter, when, you know, it's a 24-point quarter for the Clippers because it's an 18-point quarter for the Raptors, guess what? There's no reason to push anything in the fourth. And that may be the worry here. Oh, here's the ugly game of the night. I didn't do it. But after what Portland has been through in the last 2 days, that gut punch loss they took to OKC, where they protested the game, and then the overtime over Houston. San Antonio laying 3.5 feels like the right side. That, to me, is the ugly spot of the night.
There we go. I like it. We're pressed for time, but that was well worth it. Mark, what the heck are you going to do with these games on Sunday? I'm sure you've told plenty of people about that. I think it's far more valuable to hear about the Spurs laying 3.5. But what are you doing on Sunday, two big games?
Sides in total. Look, I went Ravens money line. I think they win the game. I got it on Sunday night at minus 170. So I ended up with a really good number just because we're over minus 200 right now. So it's not, it's hard for me to endorse guys laying 2-1 on any bet. Like, it's just bad juju overall. I was willing to do it just, you know, it was more emotional because I was on the Bills last week. I'm like, screw it. I'm taking the Ravens money line because they're winning. But anyway, I looked into the prop market a lot. I think Christian McCaffrey's over receiving yards. He's going to be the beneficiary if Debo is limited or doesn't play. Although I saw at practice yesterday, it looks like he's actually pretty spry and bouncing around, but who knows if he's going to play or not. So I think Christian McCaffrey gets the receiving yards in that. I think you have to look to the under in the first game between the Ravens and the Chiefs. You're over the key total of 44, right? I mean, 24-20 still seems like a lot of scoring in the rain for two really good defenses. Like, I don't know that there's a way that this gets over 44 without something quirky like a special teams touchdown or a defensive touchdown. I think if you keep everybody scoring on the offensive side, the under is where I'd go. And I would look to Lamar Jackson's over rushing yards.
All right, there we go. It was about only 5 minutes, but I think people left with double-digit picks there, Mark. So we appreciate it a ton. I really like that Spurs pick. I really, really do.
I hope.
All right. Mike Blewett is going to step up next. No. Mark, commit to it. I'll tell you why in the break. Commit to it. We'll be right back here with more Game Time Decisions next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone, you can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Grid.com.
We're back on Sports Grid with Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh joined by my good man, Mike Blewett. Mike, how are you?
Up on Sunday. I thought we had a great weekend last weekend, so fired up to run it back. Let's get some good games going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I want to start with the game that you, I have no idea. What game were you doing Sunday?
I'm Lakeland, NFC. NFC.
Ooh, that put me in a bind. I was like, this guy Mike might be live for half of each game. I have no idea. All right, so let's do the
Yeah, just have somebody do the
game.
First half. Bring Blewett and Rainieri in for second half, first half.
Yep.
Not sure what they're going to do in between the games, but they'll make it work.
Me and Lisi in there somewhere, if I had to guess. Look, talk to me then. Niners Lions. This line's working its way up to 7.5. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit, but. I assume we'll probably get to a flat number at some point, but you know, we saw some Lions money and then the line still moving in the way of the Niners. I have concerns about laying the 7.5. Really only for one reason though. I guess two reasons. Debo, obviously we don't know how effective he can be, but he's out there practicing. So maybe we'll get a little bit of Debo. And then Purdy not playing well the other night. That was a real concern for me. The one question, Kev, that we've had for the Niners for months is, okay, they're obviously dominant. They run a great scheme. They're super talented. But come January, early February, is Brock Purdy going to be able to answer the call? And because it rained a little bit, that goes out the window. That's a big concern to me, personally. And if not for really bad throws by Jordan Love, they probably lose that football game. They're outplayed for most of it. It's really about Purdy. Yeah. On the flip side, we know that Goff isn't particularly good on the road. He's been great in the postseason thus far. And we have a unit in the Detroit Lions pass defense that is probably the worst unit of any of these four teams. And if that scheme, that Niners scheme, can take advantage of them, it could be a long day for them.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, Mike. Like it is a big number, but one of the things, I think it was you, he was like, well, what's your final score? And if I keep going, 34-24, the number's supposed to be big.
Yeah.
You know, and I think really the number that I'm, even though it's not a number that I'm banging the table, whoa, this number's wrong, this number has so much value, but with the side of the total, it's that Niners team total. It's confidence that Brock Purdy plays a really good football game, that CMC is going to be able to get out there and get active. And it's almost leaving the Lions offense out of it to a degree, Mike, because if they have a great game, great, push the Niners. And if they no-show it there, well, that's not going to impact the full 51.5.
True. So I think I have concerns about the total going over, Kev, which is probably why I'm leaning towards, you know, that 7.5 is a little dicey to me. I obviously think the Niners are the better football team, but Sam Laporta going up against the toughest linebacker tandem in the league. How effective is he going to be? He was obviously great last week, as was Jahmyr Gibbs.
Good point.
In fact, I think that Jahmyr Gibbs, if the Lions are to win this football game, I think we'd look at the box score or look at the story of the game, and Jahmyr Gibbs would have to be a significant part of this game, catching and running the ball. I look for him to be a really big part of it. Amon-Ra St. Brown is an elite wide receiver, even against a good defensive backfield in the Niners, which is somewhat compromised through injury. I think he can still have a good game, but not have to take the whole thing over. I think this is really about Gibbs becoming a big part of what the Lions can do to push it forward on the Niners side. It's easy to say because it's week in, week out, but I think Christian McCaffrey has to be the biggest part of this game. I think he can help to control the clock, keep the Lions off the field, prevent perhaps some of that explosive play. And we've talked about it for months. Joe Ranieri and I have, and I've mentioned it on here too, Kev, with you, is that the Niners were utilizing Christian McCaffrey late in games that they were blowing teams out of and refused to sit him. Now it is the time when he can touch the ball 20 times a game. And I know he's been coming up shy on that number of touches. I happen to think that this will not be one of those games. Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk are going to be the big guys in this game, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that CMC number, it's very funny how this works, but all of a sudden now, as someone who last week was able to bet his under 18.5 attempts and get out of there with a win,
yeah,
you know, that number's now 19.5, and they're saying the most popular bet of the weekend is that under 19.5. I don't like, hey, what's the public on? An under involving McCaffrey. Sounds bad. Sounds like 25 carries. if I just had to pinpoint it. I will say, though, with that, Mike, I actually believe this is an important game if the Niners are going to advance from that Super Bowl MVP conversation we've had.
Yeah.
Because if this is another two-touchdown McCaffrey game, Brock only throws 250, a score, a pick, then that narrative is really going to be at its peak that, listen, Brock doesn't matter here. But if Brock Purdy goes out there and does what Stafford and Baker did, 320-plus, three passing touchdowns, people are going to be reminded that the most important position in this league is the quarterback position, and we know it is.
Of course. If Brock does that, the Lions are in big, big trouble. If he puts up a big number like that, I don't anticipate it, but I just feel like as good as this Lions team is, and if this is not just feel-good story, it's not fair to the Lions to just for that narrative to keep playing over and over again. Like, oh, this is such a feel-good 1957, and we keep mentioning it. It's like, all right, they busted their ass for years to get this team together, and they've made Jared Goff really good. Their offensive coordinator is one of the elite play callers in the league. Dan Campbell has set the tone there. Offensive line are butt kickers up and down. So they have talent everywhere. But they are going up against a team where matchups for them are not the best. We've mentioned the linebacking core against their rookie star tight end. Their pass rush led by Aiden Hutchinson going up against a Niners offensive line that is really good. So at each step of the way, they're going to be met with real challenges to the way that their roster is built. They are going to have to try to control it. I think Gibbs is the guy that they'll do that through. Montgomery, perhaps, but not as versatile, right? We've seen times throughout the year where Montgomery's been really good, but not as versatile as Gibbs. I think that his versatility would be a big part of it. But Purdy, over 1.5 touchdown passes, Kev, props like that are things that I'm looking at. I think Ayuk has the possibility to be explosive because of this Lions defensive backfield, which got a lot of credit for playing well against Tampa. And then you look up, and what did Baker do? What did Mike Evans do? By the end of the game, those were big numbers.
Yeah, they absolutely were. And again, let me see if it's actually moved since, and then I'll bring up this other game here. But I told you, I think, earlier in the week, I want Debo to play so I can be more focused on Brandon Ayuk. Bucks didn't move it an inch. They didn't move it an inch.
Yeah.
You know, it's very funny when you have these moments where you think you're smarter than the books, and they're like,
Of course, we knew. Of course, yeah.
We knew the whole time.
You think we're going to make the normally is?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, son of a gun. What are you going to do? Ravens Chiefs, as this week has gone on, how have you found this game kind of transitioning for you, or is still focused in that Baltimore is the right way to go?
Last week, I thought that Chiefs-Bills was a tough call, but I started as the week went on, I felt better and better about a Chiefs win. Now, the game played out differently than how I thought it was going to, and the Chiefs still get the victory. I've come to a place as a Steelers fan. You see the memorabilia behind me. As a Steelers fan, I don't know who's going to knock off the Ravens at this point. They have lost one game in which Lamar has played since October 8th. A loss to the Steelers, by the way. They're 10-1. They've scored 31 points or more in his last seven home games. They've got three turnovers in their last seven games and 14 the other way. They're plus 11. in the last seven games in which Lamar has played. It's overwhelming. The only team that had a better turnover differential during the year than Baltimore was the New York Giants, ironically. I don't know really how that happened, but that's how it worked out for them. So the Washington game where they had a plus six probably is how that happened. But I just think there's a lot of things I continue to look at. The Mark Andrews thing will be a boost for them. I don't necessarily expect it to be this week. The questions that I've had about Baltimore all along, they've answered. Lamar's healthy. The offensive line is certainly good enough. The defensive line may not have any big names like Terrell Suggs back in the day, but they have guys like Justin Madubuike that are really stepping up and creating a lot of problems. Marlon Humphrey getting healthier, Kyle Hamilton getting healthier. It's just a pretty talented team. We haven't even mentioned the linebackers yet in Queen and Roquan Smith. It's a lot to deal with, and I think they do a good job of turning the ball over. But there's a few things about the Chiefs that you have to love. More what you saw last week, they were very efficient when they got the ball. They had the ball for 23 minutes. Mahomes threw the ball 23 times in total, and they scored 27 points, and it should have been 34 if not for Mecole Hardman's ridiculous fumble. So that efficiency is a big part of it. I'm looking at, I know you love this, but I'm looking at both kickers. I think the kickers will play a role here, and their coaches are not afraid to use them. I think the Mahomes rushing prop is something that we'll look at because there'll be enough pressure there, and that number is low enough that we've seen Mahomes take off in the playoffs before. I think that's definitely in play.
Yeah, I mean, look, the quarterback rushing props are really becoming one of the most interesting thing because so many of these guys are mobile, and, you know, books get put in a spot. They hang numbers. If they base it off the regular season, they're just going to get beat to death by these numbers. But then there comes a point, Mike, where, I mean, Lamar Jackson averaged under 46.5 rushing yards per game in the regular season.
Right.
You know, we're dealing with a number that's 20 yards higher than his typical. It's a postseason number. It's difficult to figure out what the right idea then is on the Lamar number. But it's so – I almost feel like you don't play 66.5. You just –
I agree.
All right, you bet him for 90, right?
Yeah.
And if he gets there, he gets there.
Right. You go alt rush or, you know, sweating it out like, oh, he got to 67. That's not the way we're winning this bet. We're like, of course I knew Lamar was going to have 91 yards on the ground. Or they were blowing him out, so Gus Edwards and Justice Hill took it the rest of the way.
I think that the world where like, the Ravens control the game, he could play under, but the attempts were so great, were so much last week. It could, and I'm not gonna bet it over. I don't think I can allow myself to bet something that I know is like 15 yards too high.
Yep.
But I don't know how you stop it. Like he's gonna take off. Like, can I get a first half rushing yards prop, Mike?
I mean, we can look, right?
We can look. Hey, all we can do is try.
All we can do is look. All we can do is keep looking.
All we can do is try. Man, I look forward to watching this all play out. Tell people again, Mike, when you are live this weekend for these games.
It'll be 6:25 to 10, so we take over right before the NFC game. I do expect it to be close in the early game, so I'll be watching right there along with everybody at home watching and listening. I expect a good one, a classic in the AFC, and hopefully the NFC can live up to it as well. But Jared Goff and the Lions are going to have to take that game on the road in a way that they haven't done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots.
Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Really all year against a good team.
Lamar against Mahomes, Purdy against Goff. Exactly how it should be, baby. Exactly how it should be. Mike Blue again. Catch him on In-Game Live this weekend covering the NFC title game. We'll get you an hour number one best bet after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid with you here. It is a Friday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. Let's get you a little NBA best bet. Hour number two, we're going to go to the college game here. But give me LaMelo Ball over 24.5 points. Great spot here for LaMelo. Terry Rozier, obviously now a member of the Miami Heat, although I probably should be on a bit of a ban from bringing up Rozier's name after I wasted everybody's time talking about Rozier props just to watch him squash. Score 0 second half points. It is what it is. But LaMelo against Detroit for the first time all season in a game that he played in but Terry did not, failed to hit 25 points. This is great value here. 9-0 on 25-plus for LaMelo Ball in the first nine games without Terry Rozier. He missed it against Detroit, shooting 6 of 21. This prop, though, was posted at 28.5. I get it. Pistons defense versus Rockets defense, way different caliber, fair. But this is a guy that averages 27 points per game at home. Give LaMelo Ball over 24.5 points here in this matchup tonight in Houston. I'm also in this game on FVV, over 2.5 made threes. Two consecutive games where he shot 2 of 10 from 3. Double-digit attempts is key. 10-3 on the season when getting double-digit attempts up for over 2.5 made threes. Plus, earlier in the year, went 5 out of 10 against the Hornets. And we've only seen it happen one other time this season where Fred VanVleet has gone three consecutive games without making three-plus threes. So I think you'll see FVV tonight get a little bit hot from beyond the arc. We will go through the rest of the card in a bit here. We will also kick it over to Davis Maddock, who's helping us out tonight in a game that Martin Zeno called the ugly game of the night, Spurs Blazers. Davis Maddock has a same-game parlay involving the side, the total, and the potential rookie of the year. A lot more to come here as we will also be joined by Dave Sharapan, Joe Lisi, and NFL insider Adam Kaplan all coming up. We are back, though, in less than a minute. Lock in. It's Game Time Decisions on a Friday.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.